If you spend any time at all in the Midwest, you'll come to realize a couple of things. One is that the landscape is very, very flat. And if you get away from the cities and you go out into the farming area where all that flat land is, you'll locate roadways that are set up on a grid of north, south, east, west. And this is a direct result of the township range survey system that was set up by the country to map and break up all of the terrain across the land. And the thing that's so evident in the Midwest that's different from anywhere else is that there's really no change in landscape. The topography doesn't change. There's no rise and fall. There's not a lot of barriers for that grid system, so it can be laid out exactly on those plat lines or on section lines. And what's great about it is that if you're ever out driving, you never get lost. You can always just keep taking right-hand turns and get back to where you started. All the roads are laid out in 1 mile square grids, north, south, east, west. The folks who settled this country, in the push of manifest destiny, as they moved west, really didn't have that advantage. They were traveling by wagon with everything they had, and as they were coming from the East Coast, heading to the West Coast or heading up to the Northwest, they got into the Great Plains in the Midwest area, and it was just a sea of grass. There were really no trees. There were no visual monuments, no landscape monuments to identify in the horizon. So they really were dependent upon the stars at night, the sun during the day for orientation to navigate. But when the clouds would roll in, when the weather was bad and the sun they couldn't find or stars were not visible, then they were kind of stuck. They couldn't navigate. So what they ended up doing was just taking a rope, a long, long rope, maybe a couple of 100 feet of rope, and just tailing it out the back of the wagon. And then as they plodded westward, as they kept moving along, they would have someone sit in the back and look at that rope. And as that rope began to curve, they knew, in fact, they were beginning to get off course themselves. They weren't following that due west path. And they would adjust to that. The folks in back would just call out to the folks in the front and say, "Hey, let's make an adjustment here." So as they moved forward, they really were looking back.